Hello again. You're with the news at one, and as we've been hearing, more than 60 people have been killed by flash floods in southeastern Spain. The flooding was caused by torrential rain in and around the city of Valencia, with more than a year's worth of rain falling in just 8 hours. Footage uploaded on social media showed the water knocking down bridges and dragging cars through the streets. Speaking earlier today, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the country would use all means needed to help the victims, and he appealed to people to remain vigilant.
To the towns and cities that have been affected by this, I'm just saying the same. United, we're going to recover everything, your cities, your squares, your bridges. Spain is behind you.
Spain's military emergency team has been called in to save those still trapped by the floodwater, with rescue workers using boats and helicopters. Local residents described what they had witnessed.
A flash flood came down from the mountain, bringing pine trees, branches and everything at the same time. It went through the ravine, breaking one of these bridges, and took three or four cars with it.
A house at the entrance of the town just disappeared. There are at least two people. They just don't know if they're still missing or not.
Andy White is the treasurer of Valencia GAA Club, which has been running in the city for over two decades. He spoke to our reporter, Laura Whelan.
Everyone was shocked this morning when they woke up and they saw the devastation that had been caused, especially to people living in the south or to the south of the city. So there was a lot of shock with the amount of people dead and missing, and obviously a lot of concern. So people have been talking, just checking that everyone's okay and to see if we can help out in any way. Near our pitch, the centre by our pitch has been used to house people. So we're also looking at how people can help out there, maybe by bringing food or clothes if necessary. But a lot of people have been caught out in a sudden downpour in their car or outside, and their water rises really quickly and it has caught a lot of people off guard.
Una Harty, a podcaster from Limerick, also lives in Valencia. She says locals have been panic buying water.
Here in the city centre, we're lucky enough to not have been that badly affected. I think it's more so the areas in the other parts of the Valencian community, the more rural areas, who've been particularly badly affected. But here in the city centre, we don't have water, so everyone has been panic buying. I went into the shop there myself in the last hour and there was hardly anything left at all. I don't think I'd ever seen the shop so busy in all my life. So that was really unusual. And yeah, I think there's a lot of transport has been affected as well. I know the train line between Madrid and Valencia has been flooded. So there's no transport between those two cities.
And how are people getting their information?
We would have received two civic protection alerts, I believe they're called. We received one at 7 a.m. this morning, and yesterday evening it must have been around 9:30. And it just basically everyone's phone kind of, you know, started buzzing and alarms went off. It was actually kind of creepy at the time because you just suddenly heard all of these alarms go off. And it just basically said, like, stay indoors, don't leave, like, it's too dangerous to go outside. Between that and I suppose keeping an eye on some local news channels, you know, I've been able to see really, you know, how bad it has been in the community.
That was Una Harty speaking there to our reporter Laura Whelan. Eugene Costello is a journalist based in Valencia and he joins us on the line. Eugene, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. Can you describe for people here the sort of damage the area has witnessed?
Yes, of course. So as your previous correspondent mentioned, a lot of it has been taking place in the southern reaches of the city and elsewhere in the Valencian community. And I've been flooded this morning with people sending videos. There's a small town called Picania to the south of the city where a bridge was washed away. Another small town very close to the city called Sedavi, which has between 50 and 100 cars piled up on it, on their sides, on their roofs, blocking the main street. Somebody else has just sent me a video of the beach at Pinedo, which is part of the city itself, which is absolutely deluged with floodwaters, muddy water, deluge, trees, completely unusable. And there's a real sense that we have really escaped the worst here in the city centre. But around and about, the death toll is up to 62, and we're hearing reports of people who were swept away in the floodwaters. A friend of mine sent a video of her parents' home where the ground floor of the garage is waist deep in water. Cars are being washed away. And there is a sense of fear. As your previous correspondent noted, we have been fairly lucky in the city centre where I live in that the worst of it hasn't reached us. But, you know, one of the towns near us, a place called Chiva, experienced 500 millimetres of rain in 8 hours, which is about a year's worth, just to put it into context.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Did the ferocity of that rain, did it take people by surprise?
I think so, because I had a civil protection alert on my phone at about 9:30 last night. Quite scary, actually, because your phone sort of goes mad and starts beeping and alarms going off, telling people to stay indoors. Now, by 9:30 last night, this was already happening outside Valencia. So that alert will have been of no use to people who were already hit by it. I have a friend who lives in a town called Chateva, about an hour south of Valencia, who was driving to Torrent, a suburban town close to the city, to pick up a puppy, of all things, with his wife and kids. And he couldn't make it. The motorway was basically a car park. He said he was driving along at one point when the car in front was suddenly deluged in water. All its lights went out. He had to slam his brakes on. He ended up reversing up the motorway and finding back roads, having to go the wrong way round roundabouts. And he didn't get back till early morning on this wasted mission. So it is something that is really hitting people. And also, it's worth noting that the emergency services are saying there's also many people unaccounted for. So when they say the death toll is 62, we are expected to see that rise.
Eugene, many thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. Eugene Costlow there, who's a journalist based in Valencia in Spain.